Trumpin' Fuhrer, Messiah, building a wall and making Mexico pay for it, just not any time in the near future. Oh, fuck, we're... I saw a link somewhere on the interwebs, I'm trying to remember who it was, to a post that summed up the tax...
You can scream and shout with all your might.
The tax, income tax changes that were signed by Trump and Fuhrer. I should just put that in the show notes for people to see it. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Who was that? Nope, not there. Oh, I know where it was. No? Maybe not. There we go. It was over on Black Dragon's blog, not the Black Dragon blog, but over on CalebJonesBlog.com. He's got a post, What These Tax Cuts Mean to You, which leads to an article that sums up the changes. So according to this, my income tax rate is going to go down from 15% to 12%. It says here it doubles the standard deduction, but then it also eliminates personal exemptions. See, and then this is how you know, I've talked about this plenty before, but not lately really. This is how you know when people say, oh, the purpose, you say, what's the purpose of taxes? Stupid people, this is not what we were going to talk about today, but we're going to talk about it now. If you go to a stupid person, and there's many of them out there, they're not that hard to find. If you go to a stupid person and you say to them, you ask them the question, what is the purpose of taxes? Why do taxes exist? Well, they'll say something dumb like to build roads or to finance the military or to, pay for public schools. They'll have all these bizarre notions of what taxation is for, what the ultimate purpose of taxation is for. These are secondary purposes. These are the sort of justifications that the politicians use, right? We have to have this tax in order to pay for the school because otherwise you hate children. The actual, the true, the ultimate purpose, the beginning and the end, the alpha and the omega purpose of taxation is to manipulate behavior. And you see this whenever somebody passes a sin tax. Well, we're going to raise taxes on cigarettes. Why? Well, we want to stop people from smoking cigarettes. The ultimate point here isn't the taxes. The point is to try to change people's behavior. The income tax is exactly the same thing. The way you manipulate it. Oh, we'll give this kind of deduction for kids. Oh, we won't give this deduction for kids. We got, and I talked about this before. It says this right down here. Where'd it go? Limits, here's just a couple of things I'm reading as I'm going down. Limits the deduction on mortgage interest to the first $750,000 of the loan. Taxpayers can deduct up to $10,000 in state and local taxes. Interesting. Doubles the estate tax exemption. Oh, to $11.2 million for singles. Oh, all right, well, that's reasonable. Keeps the alternative minimum, let's see, where in the fuck is, allows a five, whoa, what? Hang on. Oh, go away. limits core, blah, blah, blah. Where is... The Act eliminates most itemized deductions. That includes moving expenses, except for members of the military. And here, those paying alimony can no longer deduct it, while those receiving it can. Okay, that's definitely designed to manipulate people's behavior. We're going to make people who pay alimony start paying taxes on it. We're going to make people who receive the alimony not pay taxes on the alimony. Because, of course, most of the people paying alimony are divorce-raped men who, after being divorce-raped, are more likely to be red-pilled, whatever that means. We're going to continue that discussion from the previous episode. And people who are receiving alimony are statistically more likely to be women, who are statistically more likely to vote Democrat, statistically more likely to be feminist, and thus the government wants to make sure that the parasites are getting more money and the producers have less money. Because the more money we can take away from the producers, the more difficult it is for them to spend any of their time doing things like resisting the government. I'm over here, I'm doing my tea. I'm dropping the tea bag in the trash. No, that's not a tea bag joke. Watch the next episode of South Park, the one entitled Fort Collins. It's hilarious because it was Fort Collins. They drew it perfectly. As soon as it popped up, I'm like, oh God, that's Fort Collins. And the guy who jumps off the First State Bank building, that's a real building. That was hilarious. Anyhow, South Park's still kicking ass. All right, so I got to remember to link this in the show notes. Let me do that right now while I'm thinking about it. I have show notes on this one. I have some stuff written down. Shocking, I know. Movies. Watched Kelly's Heroes. This is by the time you guys hear this, because I'm so far ahead right now. This is... What's today? This is January the 1st in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. You're going to hear this on, shit, I don't even know, 10, 12, 15? You're going to be hearing this on like the 15th or the 17th or something like that. That's how far ahead I am. It's fucking great. The... Season 20 of the South Park, the whole member berries things. Member. This is hilarious also, because this is something that I've ranted about before, and I'm still tired of it, and it still goes on. Oh, let's remake Ghostbusters with all women. Well, now they're remaking Ocean's 11 with all women, which brings us back to the previous podcast where I was playing Dave Cullen's video and offering some commentary upon his commentary. And his commentary about how, and he was quoting somebody else, but his commentary that men build the house and women are the interior decorators. Yes, once again, it's important to emphasize, this is my point. Women don't create. Women consume. See, Dave says it, and he quotes whoever said it. Again, I'm not attacking Dave personally. I'm disagreeing with him, but I am not attacking him personally. You know, Dave's quote is, well, men build the house and women are the interior decorators. That's a nice way of saying what I've been saying for years, which is that men create, women consume. And this is why when you want to get all fucking wet in your panties and everything about Lacey Green deciding she's been red-pilled. I mean, who gives a shit? Lacey Green didn't fucking invent the red pill. Lacey Green didn't figure out the red pill. Lacey Green had nothing to do with the examination of the world and the situation and where people are and the formulation of the red pill philosophy. Okay? Lacey Green did not write The Rational Male. Rollo Tomasi wrote that. He looked at the world around him. He figured these things out. Men created the, for lack of a better term, red pillosphere. We're going to call it that. Yes, it's nebulous. Yes, it's not specifically defined. I acknowledge that. Now that men have done all of this work of creating this, women are showing up to consume it, to make money on it, and to change it to suit their needs. Now, this is why I make the argument again, women cannot be red-pilled. Women will always, when it comes down to it, go for socialism, for collectivism, for limiting freedom. And again, I'm saying red-pilled. Maybe I shouldn't necessarily say red-pilled. That's probably not the correct phrase. Let me think about this a second. Because if we're going to use red-pilled, what the fuck does that mean? All right. And yes, I'm coming up with this. I'm pulling this out of my ass right here, right now. I think it's safe to say that people who are red-pilled are certainly still statist. They still think there should be a government. And they think that the government and society should gear towards traditional gender roles, which, again, nebulous as fuck, I know that, with a minimum intrusion in the people, in the lives of people. Eh. So can a woman be in favor of minimal government and minimal government intrusion? We know they can't be anarchist, but can they be in favor of minimal government? Can they be in favor of maximized freedom? Once again, I am going to argue, no, they can't, and there's a reason for this. First of all, men create, women consume. In order for women to consume without creating, they have to take things away from other people. If women have political power, they are always going to seek ways to take things away from other people so they can consume. Okay? As an anarcho-capitalist, I can look at the world around me and I can say with certainty, and without any exceptions, that taxation is theft. It is the initiation of violence. When you take money away from someone that they don't want to give you, that is stealing. That is an absolute. And this is the thing here. Every woman alive will claim there's no such thing as absolutes. And even if they claim there are, if you push them far enough, you'll find out they don't actually believe that. A woman may say, and there are women in the anarcho-capitalist sphere, and these women will say taxation is theft. But I promise you, you will be able to find something where they're perfectly happy with taxation. Yes, okay, so there's 3 anarcho-capitalist women on the planet Earth that will always agree taxation is theft. Once again, for the people in the fucking cheap seats, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the 3.5 billion, okay? So you got judgy bitch who comes on and says women shouldn't be allowed to vote. And then she starts making exceptions. Well, but women should be allowed to vote if they have male children. And if women can be elected to political office, and if a woman gets elected to political office twice by men, then she should be allowed to vote. See, there's no absolutes. Women will tell you, oh, I'm against taxation. But oh, if the taxation is to fund the schools for the children's, well, see, now it's okay because it's for the children's. Women will say that rape is wrong. But when these very same women, these hardcore feminist women who are anti-rape crusaders, when they get raped by a Muslim, they'll rationalize that and explain it away and say, well, it was okay that a Muslim raped me because the Muslims are oppressed by heterosexual white men. So you see, rape isn't actually wrong all the time. Women do not operate in the realm of absolutes. There is no absolute in the mind of a woman. Yes, I know there's three women. Once again, for the dumb people, we're not talking about them. We're talking about the masses. Men, on the other hand, and yes, there's plenty of exceptions. We call them beta males and femisimps. Manly men understand that if you make a fucking rule like rape is wrong, or it is wrong to initiate aggression against other people, or taxation is theft, we understand that making these sort of rules brings with it the burden and responsibility of applying it universally all the fucking time. You don't get to just pretend that, oh, you know, I said that taxation was theft, but since these taxes are going to go to build a football stadium for the Denver Broncos, well, now it's okay. No, see, if you're a man, you don't get to do that shit. It's wrong or it's right. There's no fucking 50 shades of gray. And this is a difference between men and women. I'm not saying, for the stupid people, I am not saying women are evil. I'm saying women do not operate in the realm of absolutes. They're different. That's why they cannot have political power if you want your society to thrive and survive. Because women will always rationalize stealing things from a group of people or silencing a group of people. Again, look at all the feminists. Look why all the feminists are so fucking dedicated to censorship. Right? They're all about freedom of speech unless you disagree with them, and then they're going to fucking silence you if it's the last thing they ever fucking do. Because they have no concept of absolutes. Whereas I have been accused, of course, of wanting to stop people from talking, which, as I've said multiple times, I have no desire to stop people from talking whom I disagree with. Now, I do want to stop funding you. If you're giving a speech on a college campus, which is being funded by my tax money, yes, I want to take away the tax money. I'm tired of paying for you. But you can fucking say whatever you want. I just don't want to pay for it. Again, women also can't understand the distinction. Right, from a female perspective, or not to leave out the men, from a beta male or a femisimp perspective, if I am not paying for Anita Sarkeesian to give a speech, then I am oppressing Anita Sarkeesian and trying to take away her freedom of speech. So again, we see this with the women sit there and say, well, we need the government to pay for our birth control or else you're forcing us to get pregnant. No. Me not paying for your birth control is not taking away your quote-unquote right to not have a baby and not get pregnant. I'm just not going to pay for it. You need to pay for that. You need to pay your own way through life, right? Men build it. Women consume it. Men create wealth. Women consume it. I go to work, I create value for other people, I have to give some of that value to the government so the government can give it to women so that women can buy birth control pills from pharmaceutical corporations. I create, they consume. They cannot be red-pilled. Not in the true sense of what we're talking about, which whatever the fuck we're talking about, because we still don't have a good definition of what red-pilled actually means, and I'm the first to admit that, because I'm intellectually honest. Now, also to clarify from the previous video, because Dave was talking about a number of different things, and which, I mean, it is what it is. I'm talking about 77,000 different things right now, too. To make some distinctions, there's a difference between a chick saying, you know what, I'm rejecting feminism and I'm going to vote for the Trump and Fuhrer and I'm going to be a traditional woman, I'm going to grow my hair long and I'm going to be attractive and I'm not going to be a cunt and I'm not going to try to silence other people's freedom of speech. If by that you mean can women be red-pilled and is that something that's good? Yes, sure, women can do that. Women can change their behavior and they can be less femistatist cunty. They can't stop being statist ever. But they can be less statist. and all these other things. That's fine. The part where I disagree with Dave, and this wasn't a huge part of the video either, I'll admit, but the part is the trad thoughts. It's not that women are saying, you know what, I'm not going to be a feminist and I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to be attractive and I'm not going to get tattoos and I'm going to vote Republican and I'm going to spend less money than I make. Okay, that's not what I have a problem with. The thing I have the problem with is when they show up on the YouTubes and they're all like, oh, look at me, I'm so traditional and I'm going to save Western civilization and all this other horse shit. Oh, and by the way, give me money. And I have not originated this thought. It's been made by other people, but it's really simple. If the trad thoughts were the people they claim to be, they would be finding a man and they'd be making some fucking kids. And if the trad thoughts thinks that's sexist for me to say that instead of attention whoring on the internet, you should be raising children and teaching those children to be good, minarchist, traditional, economically aware, responsible adults, right? If you think that me saying that's what you should be doing, if you really care about Western civilization, if you think that makes me sexist, then that's how I know you're a fucking dumbass. Because the most important thing women can do in a society is raise children that are not parasites. Going on YouTube and attention whoring for money is not going to save Western civilization. Actually, nothing's going to save Western civilization because Western civilization is too far gone. But if all of you trad thoughts really want to save Western civilization, you can put some effort into doing that. Because if this is this great explosion and movement, right, if there's all these women who are rejecting feminism, well, if all of you go out and you start raising some kids that aren't parasites, you start raising some kids that spend less money than they make, you start raising some kids that don't go to college, or if they do, they don't major in worthless shit. If you start raising some kids that laugh at feminism, you know, if you buy them Aaron Cleary's books and Adam Piggott's books and Rollo Tomasi's books and Jack Donovan's books, if you buy those books for your kids and you make them go outside and play and you don't let them fucking have a goddamn fucking cell phone when they're 14 years old so they can fucking self-harm themselves and fucking send themselves harassing messages on the internet because they're fucking mentally ill. If you do all those things, maybe Western civilization's decline could at least be slowed down a little bit. But that's not what you're doing. And that's why I have a hard time believing you give a shit. Because let's be honest, once again, it's supply and demand. Say, great one. Okay, so then why the fuck aren't you out making babies and raising them right? Okay, this is a legitimate question. Simple. Number one, I don't have any invested future. I have no investment in the future of the United States because I don't have kids. Now, if I went and made kids, then I've had kids, that'd be different, wouldn't it? Of course. Duh. Supply and demand. See, I have to first, before I make children, I have to score a babe. You know, a woman, a girl. For any virgin toes out there, girls, let's go over this again because it's been a while. Girls are the people that have the bumps on their chest. Those are the girls. They're yucky and nasty, and they're mean and smelly, and they have cooties. But if you have a ball sack, you need a girl to make a baby. Okay? I know this is scary shit. All right. So the great one could be making children and raising them right. But you see, the great one needs a woman. And there's no woman who will put up with my shit because I'm kind of an asshole. Lauren Southern, on the other hand, is going to have no problems finding a fucking man. I'm sure she has no problems with all sorts of beta male stalkers, but we're not talking about them. If she wanted a real, actual man who is not a pussy and has a real job and makes money and shit like that and lifts weights, Lauren Southern could find a man in about 7 minutes. Okay, So there's why the Great One is not making children, because the Great One doesn't have the same advantages that all the trad thoughts have. Women being conservative, if that's what we want to call it, women being red-pilled in their daily life, right? That is not my point of disagreements with Dave. My point of disagreements with Dave is where Dave says how wonderful it is that all these women are coming into the movement and getting, and I'm extrapolating a little bit from what he's saying. And I bring that up because I'm trying not to put words in his mouth, because that's not my point. Because much of what he says is about simply women changing their behavior day to day, as opposed to when he talks about the trad thoughts, Lauren Southern, and I still like Shoe on Head. I still think she's funny. See, I will make an exception for Shoe on Head because she's fucking funny. Okay, but the rest of the trad thoughts, you know, Dave's going on about how great it is that, and these women are bringing in these people that would never otherwise be red-pilled and all this other shit. No, they're not. They're bringing in people who are just wanting to bang them because they're hot. And then, of course, Dave brings up, well, the people who distract from the trad thoughts, they're just sexually frustrated. No, Dave, you're actually backwards on that. Speaking as a former follower of trad thoughts, I can tell you the reason I used to follow the trad thoughts on the Twitterverse. Hang on, I'm going to see if she's still around. Man, I'm talking about this way longer than I intended to. I was going to talk about totally different shit. Ah, God damn it. This is why I don't bother having notes. Let me go to the Googleverse. Google.nsa. Wonder what that is. Google. Actually, hang on. Tab. Google.nsa. Yeah, no such website. Actually, there is. All right, Google.nsa and Amy. Associate Professor Sociology. That can't be her. See that? Now, that's not the right Amy Lutz. The little trad thought that I was in love with. Whoa, who's this hottie pie? In the Google images. There's her LinkedIn. All right, I'll put her picture in the show notes. Her name is Amy Lutz. L-U-T-Z. I used to follow her on the Twitterverse. And dude, she came to Denver and I was all fucking Twitter-pated because I was like, oh man, I'm going to score. And the point is, I was stalking her, I'm following her, stalking her, same difference, on the interwebs because I thought I was going to get laid because I was a fucking loser. The sexually frustrated people are not the ones who are pointing out that women consume and don't create, and that they're showing up in the fucking red pillosphere, the manosphere, the conservosphere, and trying to take over it and twist it for their own designs. No, the people who are sexually frustrated are the ones who are subscribing to these women on the internet and watching all their videos and going on and praising them about how amazing they are. Because some girl could be like, oh my God, like, I so wish I could have voted for Ronald Reagan. And did you know that the national deficit is bad? And did you know that Muslim rapists are rapists? And men are like, oh my God, you're such a genius. No, they're not geniuses. You're just very sexually frustrated men who are desperate for attention from women. It's the people who worship Lauren Southern and Faith Goldie and Amy Lutz. Those are the ones who are the sexually frustrated ones, Dave. Not those of us who recognize that men built this and women are showing up to consume it. All right, that was enough of that. We're moving the fuck on. Where are my notes? Oh, anyway, back to men create, women consume. Let's remake Ghostbusters with women. Let's remake Ocean's 11 with women. Why? Because women can't create anything on their own. Furthermore, notice how I said we aren't going to talk about this anymore, and now we're going to talk about it some more. That's because I lied. Do you notice how I have self-awareness that I lied? I'm not rationalizing. Okay, furthermore, when women don't create, they blame it on the patriarchy. They always blame everything on external factors. We've been over this many, many times before, right? That man got me pregnant. Right, because she had nothing to do with it. The whole attitude, and I don't want to hear about the one exception. Once again, we're talking about the 3.4 billion, not the 0.1 billion. When women fail, it's never their fault. It's always something external. This is another reason women cannot be red-pilled. Okay? Because I will submit unto you, my listeners, you can disagree with me, one aspect, because we are talking about being red-pilled, which is nebulous, we have not really defined exactly what the fuck that means. I would submit to you one aspect for someone to come forth and say, I have been red-pilled. I would say that one element of that is that you must accept responsibility. And right now, we've already excluded 2.4 billion women. They don't accept responsibility. If they accepted responsibility, we wouldn't be having these problems. You must accept responsibility for where you are and where you're going. You can't be red-pilled and blame all your problems on men or the patriarchy or the government or the Jews or the Nazis or what the fuck ever it is. You cannot be red-pilled and blame your problems on other people. I will put forth the thesis that those two things are mutually exclusive. To be red-pilled, you must accept responsibility. Now, if you think I'm wrong, you got a good argument, I'm perfectly willing to hear it. If you think there's a different definition of being red-pilled, whatever. I'm pulling this out of my ass as we stand here. But I'm feeling pretty solid about my feels. Oh, I just talked about my feelings. Let me check. Let me make sure I haven't grown a vagina all of a sudden. No, still got a ball sack. Okay. My feelings don't matter. I am objectively putting forth the criteria that to be red-pilled, you must accept responsibility for where you are and where you're going. 3.4 billion women cannot do that. Women as a whole... I'll keep emphasizing that for the fucking stupid people who may be listening. Women as a whole cannot be red-pilled because they cannot take responsibility. It is not something they are biologically capable of doing. It's just like they cannot biologically distinguish right from wrong. A woman's biological imperative is to survive. When your number one imperative is to ensure your own survival, you cannot have concepts that are objective and written in stone, such as right or wrong. You have to do whatever it takes to ensure your own survival. Again, for the stupid people, I'm not saying women are evil. I'm saying their biological imperative is their own survival. And thus, they cannot distinguish right from wrong. Men, our biological imperative is get women pregnant and protect the women so they can reproduce. That's why whenever somebody starts shooting into a crowd, the stupid men try to protect the women. That's why we have this shit like when the ship is sinking, or women and children first, which God knows I would never adhere. I would shove a bitch out of the way and get in the lifeboat because you're fucking equal to me. But genetically, biologically, evolutionary, we men protect the women so they can stay alive, and we toss our lives away. We have abstract, not abstract, we have objective concepts of right and wrong, good or bad, and we apply those to protect the women, right? Bringing Muslims over to rape your women is bad from our perspective. From the perspective of women, well, it's okay sometimes if you get raped. I mean, if he's a Muslim and if the government's going to give you welfare for having the baby and you can get tax write-offs and stuff, well, then it's okay because that ensures your survival. All right. Can we move on? Let's move the fuck on, shall we? God damn it. I was going to talk about computers, and instead, this is what we got. I don't know if I even want to do the fucking computer shit, because I wanted to do that in another fucking episode. God damn it. Okay. I don't want to do the computer stuff. Let me pull something out of the pile. The giant fucking pile. Giant, that's what she said, giant. Wow, this fits right in with our topic. What the hell? This is from April the 1st. It's not April Fool's. April the 1st, 2014. CSU Collegian. I wonder where she is now. Chanel Hughes. Chanel Hughes is a senior who would love to see free STI testing on campus. Yes, and this is why it fits in. See, men created testing for sexually transmitted infections. Women want the testing provided to them for free. Men create, women consume. CSU's annual Get Yourself Tested campaign has started. This campaign offers 50% off certain STI tests to full-time CSU students. The test, including ones like chlamydia and gonorrhea, some of the more common STIs. CSU does a great job encouraging students to be sexually healthy by holding campaigns like this, which are obviously useful as it have what? By holding campaigns like this, which are obviously useful as it have been brought back for the past couple of years. This is a fucking senior in college. There are probably plenty of people who take advantage of these discounted tests. Why do you need the test to be discounted? Why can't you fucking pay the full price? Why do you need everything at a fucking discount? I mean, other than vagina. With knowledge that sex is happening on CSU's campus and knowing the need and demand for such tests, wouldn't it be great if CSU, like some other colleges, offered free STI testing? Okay. Here's why women can't be responsible adults, why they can't have political power, and why they can't be red-pilled. Well, look, other colleges are doing it. Wouldn't it be great if we did it too? We should just give students free STI testing. We should just give it to them for free. Because free is a thing. See, it just falls from the sky. It's like that free healthcare that Obama's going to give you. It's free. It doesn't cost any money. It just falls from the sky like manna from the heavens. No concept of economic reality. Just consume, consume, consume. There are certain facts about college that most people can agree on. The fact that it is a really great time in your life. The fact that during these 4 or more years, you learn a lot about yourself and the people you surround yourself with. The fact that purchasing a stapler can be the best decision you make during your college career. Oh, and we can't forget the fact that many people are having sex while in college. Whether we like it or not, college is a place where much sexual activity happens. At times, lack of sexual education and not so good choices can lead to blurred vision of what being sexually healthy really is. Okay, first of all, why are you not getting any sex education? 12 years of public school where you're told about how wonderful it is to be gay and, of course, how evil white men are. You got college. Aren't you learning about college and sex? People can't shut up about sex. You got the internet. And, oh my God, you made some bad choices. But, you know, because you didn't learn anything in the school system, because your parents didn't teach you anything about how not to have sex with a man who has pus dripping out of his dick, and because you made some bad choices, I and other people who actually produce wealth should provide you with free STI testing. Because, you know, you're not like a irresponsible child or anything. You're not a thought. No, you're a fully functional adult who should have a say on political matters and be allowed to vote and sign contracts and own property. Yeah, of course. Of course you are. Being sexually healthy means having knowledge about sex and the things that come with sex, like STIs. This means protecting yourself and getting tested are very important factors. Many relationships in college might not be what we consider exclusive. Really? You think you college kids might be a little on the slutty side, some of you? Really? And while this is all fine and dandy, because the producers are going to provide us with free STI testing. It's totally cool if you're just skanking around with all these people who have pus running out of their organs. It's totally fine because we're going to get free STI testing from the producers. We need to make sure the right steps are being taken in order to keep our bodies healthy. Someone else is going to have to write about keeping yourself mentally healthy while in a non-exclusive relationship. I'm not touching that with a 60-foot pole. Interesting. Free STI testing would enable everyone to get tested without having to worry about the cost. Yes, because why should you have to worry about how much something costs? Once again, you should just get free shit. You shouldn't have to worry about what it cost. You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want and not have to pay the cost for it. Somebody else should pay the cost for your behavior. This is why women, Dave, cannot be red-pilled. Now, I know that Chanel Hughes is not every woman on the planet Earth, but she is 3.4 billion of them. I love the Get Yourself Tested campaign and everything it stands for. Well, great, sweetie. I love redheads. That doesn't mean other people should pay for me to fuck redheads. Just because you have a positive emotional response to something does not mean other people are obligated to provide it to you for free. The promotion of sexual health without shame and snippets of educational information on the posters put up around campus is almost as good as it can get. You're getting your sexual education from posters around campus. Really. If this campaign promoted free STI, or just reminded students that they have free STI testing available to them, then it would be the best. While there should never be shame in being conscious about your body and what is going on, there also should never be shame in having to worry about if financially you can be conscious about what is going on in your body. In other words, again, the continuous plea for free stuff. I should get free stuff. We should get free stuff. We want free stuff. Education and look, you're not getting an education. You just told me that your fucking education on sex is coming from looking at posters. Shut the fuck up about how education is important, because obviously education's not important because you've never gotten a fucking education. The education part isn't fucking working. Education and availability are key to making change. We have to be honest about the fact that since there is a need for such tests, we can do something to make them available for everyone. Oh, well, there's a need for the test, therefore they should be available to everyone. Wow, what logic. Yes, it is true that some tests are much more expensive than others, which is why I think we should do a test run on some of the more common tests, such as chlamydia and gonorrhea. I am sure and really hope. So she's sure, but she's hoping. Was that like when you hoped for Obama? When you hoped he was going to give you free health care and close Guantanamo Bay? Was it that kind of hope? I am sure and really hope that the turnout will be successful. And maybe then we can make changes when it comes to the other more expensive tests. Right, like getting fucking heterosexual white men the jobs to pay for those also. What other change would you make? You would get the producers to pay for your fucking STI testing. STIs can have a terrible effect on your body, even ones like chlamydia and gonorrhea. How many times can we say chlamydia and gonorrhea in this article? I wonder which of those she has. We do not want the only reason that people decide not to get tested to be money. That is just silly. No. That's called you have to fucking pay for things you consume. Once again, a foreign concept to women. Women are biologically designed to consume in order to stay alive. They do not understand the concept of limits. They do not understand the concept of paying for what you consume, which is hilarious considering I'm going to go on about recycling and all this other shit. Especially when we know that these are the most common and people are getting tested for them. They wouldn't be so common if you didn't get your education from posters and if you would stop throwing your sex organs at everything that has pus running out of it, would they? And since it is required that students get health insurance, okay, wait, if it's required you get health insurance, why isn't your health insurance paying for your STI testing? What kind of fucking worthless-ass health insurance are you getting? Since it is required that students get health insurance, why don't we have some perks that we know are going to be beneficial to students, that we know students are actually going to use? Well, I mean, I can't fault her on that. If you're going to buy health insurance, then yes, it should fucking provide you with benefits that you're actually going to use. 2014, was this the year of Obamacare? I don't even know when Obamacare passed. Hold on. When did Obama pass Obamacare? All right, there's a little fucking... When did Obamacare pass? La la, la 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 la, duck duck go, come on. Signed into law by President Hussein Obama, March 23rd, 2010. We're 4 years into Obamacare. Why is your fucking health insurance under Obamacare not providing you with fucking free STI testing? How's that Obamacare working out for you, sweetheart? Is that hope and that change? Is it kicking ass? Are you going forward? Is he the Messiah? Is he the light bringer? Did he close Guantanamo Bay? Did he eliminate poverty? Are you better off than you were 10 years ago? These and many, many other questions, such as, are you the product of a single mother? Will you be a single mother? Are you on ADHD medication? These questions and many more will never be answered because we know the answers, and the answers would be very incriminating towards women and their claims of being strong and independent and responsible and adults. And any claims that they, or Dave McCullen, may make that women can be red-pilled. The issue with free STI testing isn't whether students are going to use it or not, it's why do we not already have it? She does ask a legitimate question. Again, my rule is I don't care how much I think you're wrong. If you're right about something, I'm going to say you're right. Obamacare passed? STI testing, to me, first of all, STI testing, while sure it costs money, it's not like you're doing open heart surgery. It's pretty fucking routine shit. You have health insurance. People have sex. Why is your STI testing not covered? She is asking a valid, intelligent, rational question. Maybe other campuses offer this to their students, and I cannot help but wonder why CSU does not. Yes, some people disagree with that viewpoint. They will argue that if people are able to have sex, they should be able to pay for the testing. Well, that's kind of true, but not necessarily. It doesn't cost any money to spread your legs or to stick your dick into something. While parts of this argument may be true, I want you to think about all the people who pay for the gym, are able to use it, but don't. All the people who pay for parking are able to use it and can't even find a spot. This is something that people will actually use. No, actually, just because STI testing is covered by your health insurance doesn't mean you'll get off your ass and go get it done. You have to take the initiative to get off your ass and go pee in the cup or whatever the fuck it takes. We already know that. We just need to make sure they are able to use it, whether it's discounted or not. We need to ensure that we promote sexual health to the best of our ability. Who is we, and why are we obligated to promote sexual health to other people? Once again, if you women are grown-up adult responsibles, why can't you fucking promote your own sexual health? Why do you need we to do it for you? I don't bother with the other side. I'm always right.